From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama will be in New Orleans today to help mark the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Ari Shapiro will be traveling with the president.
While President Obama has been to Louisiana several times this year, most of those visits were focused on the BP oil spill. This trip caps a week of events by administration officials marking the ways in which New Orleans has and has not recovered from the storm 5 years ago. Today, touristy neighborhoods like the French Quarter hardly look different from before Katrina, but poorer areas of the city that took on more water in the storm, such as the Ninth Ward, are coming back much more slowly. President Obama will speak at Xavier University this afternoon. It's a historically black Catholic school, and the White House says Xavier's recovery is exemplary of the efforts throughout New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. According to White House officials, Mr. Obama's speech will commemorate the lives lost in the storm and recommit the nation to rebuilding the Gulf. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
Hurricane Danielle is weakening. The National Hurricane Center in Miami has downgraded Danielle to a Category 1 storm. However, it's still churning up dangerous rip currents along the East Coast. Forecasters are also keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Earl. Earl could become a hurricane today. It's far out in the Atlantic, but could threaten the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, so a hurricane watch has been issued. A weekend of violence in Afghanistan has taken a toll on U.S. troops. NATO says 7 Americans have died, including 2 in bombings today in southern Afghanistan. 5 died yesterday. Washington is set to deploy National Guard troops to the U.S. border in Arizona. It's part of President Obama's plan to bolster security after much of Arizona's new immigration law was put on hold by a federal judge. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
There will be 532 National Guard soldiers in southern Arizona by the end of next month, equipped with night vision technology, computers, radios, and guns. They'll be allowed to use the guns for self-defense and alert Border Patrol via those radios when they see people they suspect are in the country illegally. A spokesman for the Border Patrol says the National Guard soldiers will be stationed at what he called strategic locations that will give them a vantage point from which to see large swaths of the U.S.-Mexico line. A federal judge last month disabled large parts of Arizona's controversial immigration law, which prompted supporters to call on Washington to enforce its own immigration policies. The deployment of National Guard troops is part of that response. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The U.S. Marshals Service is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the capture of a man accused of killing a Utah sheriff's deputy in northern Arizona on Thursday. Authorities say 23-year-old Scott Curley is believed to be hiding in the wilderness on the Arizona-Utah line. This is NPR. Northeasterners now have confirmation of what they've experienced all summer. NPR's Laura Seidel says the sweltering heat up and down the East Coast is a record breaker.
Preliminary figures from the Northeast Regional Climate Center at Cornell University show 28 cities from Washington, D.C. to Caribou, Maine, set record high temperatures from March through August. It may be some relief to know that it isn't forecast to get any hotter for the rest of the summer. But that doesn't mean that the heat couldn't still be mighty hot. According to the Climate Center, the average temperature during spring and summer in Manhattan Central Park is up by 5 degrees. Scorching temperatures and high humidity made it feel like at least 100 degrees in various parts of the country, prompting heat advisories in 18 states. But such unrelenting heat was unusual in places like Burlington, Vermont, and Portland, Maine. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
A volcano in western Indonesia has erupted for the first time in 400 years. A government volcanologist says the volcano in North Sumatra province started rumbling a few days ago. When it erupted overnight, it sent smoke thousands of feet into the air and prompted the evacuations of up to 12,000 people. There's been an earthquake in southwestern China. State media say at least 14 people have been injured and hundreds of homes damaged. The U.S. Geological Survey puts the quake's magnitude at 5.0. In South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, teams from Japan and the United States will play for baseball's Little League World Series title today. Japan claimed the international title yesterday with a dramatic win over Taiwan. Their opponent is the U.S. team from Hawaii. Japan will be trying to snap the U.S.'s 5-year run as Little League champions. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News. Support.